it's brilliant. Like, it's, I didn't expect it, to be honest, because I woke up this morning there with a sore head and sore throat, like, and I had it all week, but I just had to get out there and do it, you know, and to get over the disappointment from Estonia 2 weeks ago was just brilliant, and I'm just, you know, it's surreal. Like, I can't describe how I feel like with any one word. It's just, it's brilliant.
This final today, you know, how did you set out to go about winning it? You knew you had up against a good man in McCarthy there, and you not feeling well. So what were your tactics from the very beginning today?
Just to keep an eye on Anthony Lehio from Tala and David McCarthy from Lekela. They were the two fastest men going into the field. I had the third fastest time, so I just wanted to keep my eye on them. I ran behind them for the whole race, and as Patsy was telling you there earlier, I got a bit boxed in at the going through the halfway mark, and I had to get out of it. And whenever I did get out of it, I just kicked for home. David McCarthy was ahead of me whenever I kicked for home at 200, and I eventually passed him with 100 to go, and I just had to hang on then.
Well, Mark, it must be a great feeling coming up the home straight, passing the leader and knowing that he's tiring and that that gold medal is yours when you cross the line.
Oh, definitely, because, I mean, it's a top-class field. David McCarthy's already run 146.6 this season, and that's 2 seconds quicker than what I've run. So it was always going to be a tough race, but I'm thrilled. I can't believe it still.
And what's next for Mark English this season?
I'm going to run in Belgium next week in Leuven. It's an 800 metres, so hopefully I can renew my PB over there. My PB still stands from an indoor race back in January, because I haven't really got a good fast race this year. All my races have been championship races, and hopefully I can get a new PB now next weekend.